On this day, on a December 12th, but 484 years ago, in 1531, for the first time, the saintly bishop of Mexico City, who was a Franciscan, Juan de Zumárraga, laid his eyes on the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. You know well that it appeared miraculously on the tilma, on the cloak, this Indian cloak, the tilma of a native Indian of Mexico, Saint Juan Diego. Similar tilmas that were not infrequently used at that time, and in that region usually last about a decade and then disintegrate. This image, 484 years later, is still intact, even though for the first 116 years about of its existence, it hung without any glass to protect it, while all kinds of devotional items, medals, rosaries, pictures, and even lips and hands would be constantly touching it, not to mention even the heat and the soot of all the candles burning in front of it. Our Lady appeared and asked simply this little poor man, as he called himself, asked St. Juan Diego that a church be built for her, that a church be built in her honor, but in which she wanted to show to the Indians her son, the God through whom everything lives, to exalt him and make him manifest. Our Lady, the first missionary, the one who evangelizes first, as we saw in the gospel today. Our Lady wanted a church built for herself, but not just for herself. She wanted in this church to show to the natives her son, the true and living God through whom everything lives. And so it happened. A church was built and devotion spread to Our Lady. And in 1754, when Mexico was already devoted to Our Lady of Guadalupe and recognized her as queen, a copy of this image was taken to Benedict XIV, to see in Rome. And when he saw it, laying his eyes on the image, the pontiff fell to his knees and said simply, and used a biblical citation, just a little phrase, but in it, he summarized everything that happened concerning these apparitions of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico. He simply said, non feci taliter omni nazioni, which means, he has not done similar things for any other nation. And that's the history of Our Lady of Guadalupe in a nutshell. That psalm verse that the Pope quoted in its entirety, Psalm 147, 19 through 20, goes, he proclaims his word to Jacob, his statutes and laws to Israel. He has not done this for any other nation. Of such laws, they know nothing. In the case of Our Lady of Guadalupe, it's emblematic how our Lord works through Our Lady, how it is she who precedes our Lord, brings our Lord. And through Our Lady, the statutes and the laws of God are made known to all nations, to all peoples. And the Aztec Empire, where Our Lady appeared in that 1531, like no other before it, as one historian said, was truly an empire where Satan, like nowhere else before, had formalized and institutionalized his worship with so many of his actual titles and symbols. Human sacrifice was the only way to appease the god or the gods of the Aztec Empire. Humanly speaking, there was really no hope that this empire would go away. Just shortly before, the Spaniards had come in 1487, just to give you an example of how much human sacrifice was a part of this culture and how it didn't really seem like it was going to go away anytime soon. In 1487, when a temple was dedicated to one of these diabolical so-called gods, but one of these demons, in about 4 days, 80,000 people were sacrificed. It took about 15 to 30 seconds to sacrifice a person. These priests of the demons were so skilled. In 4 days, without stopping, day and night, 80,000 people were sacrificed to these false gods, to the demons. In a few short decades after Our Lady appeared, however, of this empire, there was nothing left. It was gone. The country was completely evangelized and converted. How did this happen? He has not done similar things for any other nation. Pope Pius XII, again, summarizing or concisely stating what happened in Mexico through the intercession of Our Lady, quoted the words of a father of the church, Pius XII, on October 12th, 1945, referred to St. Cyril of Alexandria. He referred to him in just a few snippets. We'll look at this citation from St. Cyril in more length. St. Cyril said, "Because of you," and he's speaking to Our Lady at the Council of Ephesus when her divine maternity was defined, "because of you, the cross is called precious and is venerated throughout the world. Demons are put to flight. All creatures possessed by the madness of idolatry have attained knowledge of the truth. Believers receive holy baptism. The oil of gladness is poured out. The church is established throughout the world. Pagans are brought to repentance. What more is there to say? Because of you, the light of the only begotten Son of God has shone upon those who sat in darkness and in a shadow of death. Prophets announced the word of God. The apostles preached salvation to the Gentiles. The dead are raised to life, and kings rule by the power of the Holy Trinity. Because of you and through you." And why? Because Our Lady brings us Jesus. She bears God. Shortly before her appearance in Mexico, there was no hope, no human hope in sight of an end to Satan's reign in that place. Human sacrifices could not be counted. The god of evil was publicly worshipped. 1 out of 5 children were sacrificed. Shortly after her appearance, none of the serpent's reign remained. Our Lady is the patroness of the Americas, and we need her to intervene again today to show us her Son, the God of truth, through whom everything lives, to exalt him and make him manifest. We know that her Immaculate Heart will triumph, even though we can't see how or when now. We don't know how, we don't know when, we know that it will triumph. We know that it is through her that the cross is venerated through the world, demons are put to flight, all creatures who though maybe are in the snares of idolatry, attain knowledge of the truth, and the church is established. That we know. We need to beseech Our Lady that it might happen again. How and when, we don't know, but we know that it can happen. And what do we need to do? We need to be her faithful subjects, be on her winning side when her immaculate foot again crushes the head of the serpent. We simply need to be on her winning side. And if we are, you can be sure that the words Pope Pius XII, again, let's go back to him and let's conclude with him. He concluded his long discourse with these words. "We know one thing, many things we don't know, how this battle will play out and how Our Lady's victory will come about, we don't know. But we know one thing, for as long as Our Lady is recognized as the Queen and the Empress of Mexico and all of the Americas, we will be safe. We don't know much, but we know that one thing. As long as we take refuge under her mantle, as long as we recognize her as our queen, we will be safe from the serpent whose head she always crushes. Praised be Jesus and Mary.